This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Man, there's so much I wish I could have gotten to. I didn't get to Darren McBreen's tribute to Paul Harvey. I didn't get to Caitlin Bennett confronting Brian Stelter, who spoke on ethics in journalism last night. Okay. Brian Stelter giving a lecture on ethics and journalism. That video is on Infowars.com. It's really hilarious. I should have gotten to it. James O'Keefe releases the whole Facebook Insider video. It's 20 minutes long. It's at ProjectVeritas.com. New York Police Department says MS-13 is planning to target off-duty cops at their homes. Where do you think they got that information, folks? Democrats, it's not fair, but you have anti-American violent leftists working with security agencies and other such agencies that, well, how do you think MS-13 gets the private information of off-duty officers, folks? Okay, I mean, you know, your imagination doesn't have to go that far. guys, let's just go ahead and just roll clip. Let's just roll clip 17. Okay. So this is just kind of a joke. We've got transsexual athletes dominating women's sports now. So this is just a man who decided he was going to identify as a woman and break the female deadlifting record. And he did it like it was nothing. So again, it's just ridiculous. This is what the left has done to common sense and logic in America. It's fine, guys, if we don't have the video. Let's just go back to calls. Let's go to James in Florida right now. Go ahead, James.
Hey, Owen. How's it going, man? Just wanted to say I watched the Joe Rogan, Alex Jones podcast last night, and it was amazing. So I would say anyone that hasn't watched it, pull up a cool drink, and it's kind of like you're just there hanging out with them. It was really cool to kind of see, you know, behind the scenes how it is. It's a little less formal, so that was pretty cool. I also wanted to point that Joe Rogan brought out the point that Alex will talk so fast, and he had to slow him down and say, hold on. Where are you citing us? I believe you, but where are you getting it from? And it's true because, you know, he's got so many data points to hit. I mean, it's just incredible. But
well, and that's why the crew here is so valuable. It's like the same thing. I mean, Alex is Alex Jones, but for me, it's like, I do just so much news aggregation, and then I try to get the things that I want in front of me to have on the desk and then focus on. But it's like certain things, like I'll just be sitting here, and I have a photographic memory just literally shuffling through files in my head. And so like earlier there was a story, and I couldn't remember if it was 83 or 38, but I knew it was one of those numbers. And so it's like all these things, like your synapses, your data points, you're just going through all these files in your head, and it seems like information overload, but that's just where you're at. Like, so yeah, you do need to slow down sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. And then just, you know, to point out what you said earlier, you know, the new listeners, especially, I mean, I've been listening for 15 years, so for the most part, I follow what's being said. But, you know, I always kind of hope that there would be some way, somehow, to create some sort of a, you know, like a wiki-style knowledge base or something where, you know, you could just point to it and say, okay, you know, here's where I'm getting this from. You know, it might be helpful to kind of us out here to, you know, be able to quickly reference something as opposed to trying to go find it.
And you know, that actually is so important now because the way they censor the internet and the search engines, it's almost impossible to find the stuff you want to now because they just algorithm it out of the search results.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's frustrating because it's like, I know, and this happens all the time with Alex too, it's like, I know I saw that. And so the crew will be looking for it. It's not their fault they can't find it. I mean, they're not in my head. They're not in that time zone with me. But it's like, yeah, oh, they've been searching on Google and they go, but Google erased it.
Yeah, and last point would be that, you know, some people are just not made to go and do research. They want it to be shown to them. So we need to make it easier to show it to them.
And here's the thing that I've always said, you know, you don't have to take what we say to the bank. Take it to your own research, you know? I mean, cross-check everything we say here on air. I mean, we don't tell you what to think. We tell you what we think, and then you find out for yourself it's true.
by Bounce. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half pack the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, sometimes it's just too much fun here. I gotta say, as Mike Adams is about to take over, I'm gonna pass him the baton. But Mike, I have to question everything now because I've just discovered something that is so unknown and astronomically mysterious. This is Mike. Just brace yourself for this. Are you ready, Mike? Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Now, I don't know, folks, if you can handle this. So just be warned. But Bridget Bowman from Roll Call has the story. Now, folks, I'm telling you, nobody, this is like so unknown to the general public, you're going to be shocked, but we have the tweet right here. A Capitol police officer left a gun in a bathroom, and not just any gun, a Glock, which fires if the trigger is pulled.
Oh my gosh.
Scoop. So, Mike. So, first of all, obviously it's ridiculous police officers leaving guns in their bathrooms unattended. Yeah, that's ridiculous. But the big news here, Mike, the big news, and I understand if you want to, if you want to go to rebroadcast to just kind of soak this all in, or we can go to a special report because this is bombshell. Mike, did you know that a gun fires when you pull the trigger? This is news to me.
We need, Owen, we need to disassemble a Glock and find out how they work. And also, of course, the next tweet from that liberal will probably be that Glock triggers pull themselves because guns kill people. So not only does the trigger fire the gun will leap out of the holster and it will align its front and rear sights and it will actuate its own slide to load around and it will pull its own trigger, including depressing that Glock trigger safety that's on the trigger in order to fire that round.
Hold on a second. We're getting new breaking news here. The Glock was actually left unloaded, and Mike, it loaded itself. It put ammunition in itself, Mike.
I know. I hate it when that happens. When the guns load themselves, and the really advanced guns now can reload high-capacity magazines themselves as well. You don't even have to do anything. You just look at the gun, and it just starts shooting people randomly and reloading itself. This is the same magic that makes the Green New Deal work, by the way. It's an incredible... incredible kinetic magic allows you to build railroads across the Pacific Ocean. So Ocasio-Cortez is invoking this incredible gun magic. It's just remarkable. Thanks for bringing that story in.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. It's just so ridiculous. These people are out of control, Mike. I mean, I'm not, oh, okay. I'm not trying to – I don't want to sour Mike's segment here, folks. He's got great stuff coming up. I've just been on air for a while now, so I'm kind of loopy. So, Mike, but this is how insane the left is today. They say that Trump won't have a peaceful transition of power, even though that's the Democrats getting violent. They say Trump is misusing the justice system, even though that's the Democrats aiming it at Trump and conservatives. They're literally rubbing menstrual blood on their face. That's a story today. And apparently they've just discovered that if you pull the trigger of a firearm, it fires. So, Mike, this is where the left is at today. So I'm loopy. I'm out of control. You're focused. You're ready to go, Mike. So take over the Alex Jones Show, Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, counterthink.com. Always great to hear from him. Mike, I sign off. Take it away.
All right. Thanks, Owen. You had a great show today, too. I tuned into quite a bit of it in between running my own staff here. Just an incredible array of topics, including I really like how you got into higher consciousness and even some of the religious and biblical elements to this. Just as a side note to that, I've been actually listening to the full audiobook of the Bible because I wanted to read it all for myself, and I didn't grow up in a Bible family, so I never had read it cover to cover. I was struck by Leviticus, the book of Leviticus, or that chapter of Scripture. It actually describes how bacterial and viral infections spread and contaminate people and food and water. And it's clear to me that that book, Leviticus, that whole section was written by someone who was obviously being instructed by God, a God that knew thousands of years ago about viruses and bacteria and contamination, even though the microscope wasn't invented until, of course, thousands of years later. So if you ever wanted proof that the Bible was written with divine guidance by a God who knew everything, just look at Leviticus. You can read it. It's all in there. It's literally talking about pandemics and the outbreak of infectious disease and how you keep your food clean and how you keep your water clean. It even describes quarantine protocols for if someone who's infected, how you quarantine them away from the rest of the group until they are healed. So, you know, there you go. Just as an interesting side note. But thank you, Owen. I'll go ahead and get into everything here. Wow. Just watching what's happening today and listening to today's show, it's extraordinary. I've never seen a stronger set of signs about the demonic invasion of our world than what's happening right now. And that guest that Owen just had on, that film, I'm sorry, I forgot the name of it, but Steve Quayle's in it. What is that? Justin Fall? Okay, that's right. Justin Fall, the creator of that film. Fascinating. I watched that preview, and, you know, the knowledge is opening up to people now about what's really behind everything, the history of the world, and the creation of the world, you know, the creation of the cosmos. It's called Hollow Earth Chronicles. Yeah, that's it. Hollow Earth Chronicles from Fourth Watch Films. Very interesting stuff. And I was even sort of mentioning this here that as each year goes by, Steve Quayle is more and more correct. You know, like 10 years ago, Steve Quayle was saying the same things he's saying today, except, of course, he has a lot more detail now and he's got more knowledge about it. But back then, a lot of what Steve was saying, even to people like me, seemed like, wow, that's, you know, that's, I've never heard that before. But with each passing year, it's like, man, Steve Quayle is nailing it. He knows exactly what's going on, and he knew this decades ago. Steve Quayle was decades ahead of the mass awakening. No question about it. You talk about, you know, visitation from, you know, gods from the heaven, you know, the biblical flood to wipe out the genetic experiments that the early fallen angels were running on human beings and so on. It's incredible. You want to read some interesting information? Read the actual Bible, go through it, Old Testament, New Testament, and then watch Steve Quayle and read some of his books. It all actually starts to fit together. Now, getting to some of what I brought to the show today, we've got an emergency situation here on not just the censorship that you have seen so far, not just the political censorship, but when we get into the next segment here, I'm going to go into this astonishing escalation where they are now about to censor health and nutrition information across the internet. There are now calls for censoring any posts that talk about anti-cancer foods. So if you have health information, nutritional information, recipes that talk about health and nutrition or preventing cancer, preventing diabetes, enhancing cognitive function, enhancing longevity, you know, preventing premature aging, you're going to be banned. So Alex Jones was the test case. They knew that if they could ban Alex and if there wasn't sufficient pushback from, you know, Congress or the federal regulators, that they could ban anybody for anything. And it's no secret that the tech giants are working in collusion with the pharmaceutical industry. And so is the left-wing media, which is more than 50% funded by the drug companies. They are now colluding to ban health information, and it has already begun on Pinterest. In fact, Pinterest just banned another one of my channels, the Health Ranger Store channel, which we just set up there a couple of weeks ago. It only had a few followers. But they banned it outright, even though we were only posting information about nutrition and, like, health recipes. It was kind of a test case. We wanted to see, would they ban us? Of course Pinterest banned us. And they banned all the information about vaccines. And, of course, Apple, you know, continues to threaten us. Of course, Twitter has banned me now for over 2 weeks because I dared to criticize Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, who I now call a speech supremacist. It's like he is a speech supremacist. He's a techno-fascist, you know, an online bigot, really. He's one of the biggest bigots in the history of bigotry, because he only believes that his kind and his color of speech should be allowed, but everybody else has to be banned. And Twitter is very busy banning anybody that they don't like. So when we come back, I'm going to go into full details about how this censorship and shadow banning is going to be expanded to cover health information. And this is the even bigger kill switch to try to bring down InfoWars, to make it a crime to talk about being healthy or selling health products. You didn't think that was coming? Yes, it is. It's almost here. All that and much more straight ahead as we continue on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams. We'll be right back with much more.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
All right, and we're back on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for tuning in this fourth hour today. Mike Adams filling in for Owen Schroyer and Alex, who is always traveling lately, and of course, just unleashing bombshells of red pills. It was like a red pill carpet bomb wave with Joe Rogan the other day. I still haven't had a chance to watch every hour of that because it's just so rich. You have to keep listening to it and digging into it. But I think it's so great that we have a person like Alex who is just willing to just put it all out there and not hold back, and to have the appropriate response to the fact that leftists are murdering living human babies. There is no response that is more appropriate than jumping up and down and screaming and cursing. That is the appropriate response. Everybody in society should have that response. And yes, they are murdering, of course, living human babies, and people on the left are completely okay with that, including every Democrat senator who is a potential candidate for the 2020 presidential election. Every one of them is pro-murder of children. And, you know, there's an important note on this, too. I looked at the New York law, and I've looked at the Vermont law. Now, maybe I haven't seen the right section or something, but so far, there are no limits on how old that infant can be when it is murdered by the mother as a, quote, mother's choice or women's choice. So it really brings up the legal question. If an infant that is born, that is living and breathing, and its heart is beating, it is an individual, if that infant is denied the basic human rights and the protections of the United States Constitution and federal law and state law, for how long does that non-human status persist according to leftists? Because it looks to me like under New York law, a woman could have a baby and then say, well, let's just see how this goes. And then 8 or 9 months later, she could murder it and just call it, I'm pro-choice. And that would be allowed under New York law, and she would not be prosecuted. And it brings up the question, well, what if the husband doesn't want to murder, or maybe it's not even a husband, just let's just say the father, right? Because, you know, the family's all shattered these days in left-wing cities anyway. But the father says, no, I don't want you to murder our daughter, let's say. And the mother's like, nah, she wants to murder the daughter and just call it abortion. Can the father then defend the life of the daughter against the murderous mother? And which side would the prosecutors side with in that circumstance? Do you have the authority or the moral standing to defend your own child against murder by, let's say, you know, a mother who might be on psychiatric drugs and is now just wanting to stab and kill and break the necks of every child she can get her hands on, including her own child, right? Does a father have the right to protect that child from murder? We don't know yet. I mean, in our universe, of course, we say absolutely, but in the universe of the leftist, they don't. Here's a story from Town Hall that just came out this morning. Emory University hosts a lecture touting abortion as a, quote, moral good. Now, I'm not even kidding. This is a lecturer, a Dr. Rebecca Todd Peters, it says, of Elon University. She is described as a Christian feminist professor, and the author of her lecture is Women, a Progressive Christian Argument for Reproductive Justice. Now, of course, every time you hear the word justice uttered by a feminist, it doesn't mean justice at all. They're talking about killing babies and calling it a moral good. Now, understand here, and she says she's a Christian. You can't be a Christian and murder babies. Frankly, you can't even be a Christian and be a Democrat anymore these days. You can't even be a good person and be a Democrat anymore, because to be a Democrat is to be a child murderer at this point. That's where we are in society today, in the culture wars. But how can these people tell themselves that this is the moral good? And it reminds me of the argument about mandatory vaccines of children, because that argument is also that, oh, that's for the greater good, that you have to force these vaccine injections onto children against their will, against the wishes of the parents. That, in fact, the police state should have armed squads running around and going door to door. This is actually an article that's up at InfoWars.com right now. Going door to door, holding parents at gunpoint, injecting with vaccines, children, essentially at gunpoint, vaccines that are known to be toxic, that are known even by U.S. government statistics. We know that vaccines harm and maim and kill over 1,000 children every year in the United States alone, and those numbers are believed to be only one-tenth of the actual numbers. So we're probably talking about at least 10,000 children paralyzed or harmed, maimed, permanently damaged, neurologically damaged, made autistic, and in some cases killed by vaccines. And yet the state wants to come along and forcibly inject you with those vaccines against your wishes. Well, that, I argue, is a form of medical violence against children. And it goes hand in hand with this abortion violence against children, which these leftists are saying is a moral good. So understand, this is what's so crucial about this. I'll talk about censorship in the next segment. I'm starting to get off track here. I'm also going to take some of your calls in the next segment. So if you're on hold, just hold on. We'll get to your calls. But understand that leftists, they believe that injecting children against the will of the parents with a toxic substance that may harm or kill a child is a greater good. And they believe that murdering a child that's already been born is a, quote, moral good. And they approach this in the name of Christianity and in the name of love and in the name of choice. And if you start a Facebook page, let's say, and you argue against that and you say, no, it's wrong to kill babies, they will ban you and say, well, you're engaged in hate speech. It is now hate speech in America to defend the life of an innocent baby girl. Because, of course, you know, about half of the abortions are baby girls. And so you have feminists who are pro murder of baby girls attacking men who are trying to defend the baby girls against this extreme medical violence and vaccine violence, and the men who are pro baby girls, you know, trying to protect innocent lives, they are banned for hate speech. That is where we are. That you can't even grasp this without understanding the fact that there is truly a demonic, satanic invasion of our culture right now. And it has invaded the tech giants. I have no doubt that the tech giants answer to Lucifer. That's literally, this, again, not a metaphor, that they worship demons and devils and they sacrifice children. And, you know, a lot of these people who are involved in the tech industry are involved in, you know, the child trafficking and the pedophilia. That's why they love open borders. How do you think they get their children for all these activities? It's insane. But they have to silence every good person, every Christian person, every person who simply wants to protect innocent lives. You're going to be silenced, and they're going to label you as engaged in a hate speech. So I've been banned on Twitter, you know, banned basically everything that they've done to Alex Jones, they've done to me and Natural News as well. We just didn't get as much sort of publicity about it because we weren't as big of channels. But we're banned everywhere, too, because we stand for life. We are pro-life in the greatest sense of the term. We are pro-God. We are pro-life. We want to protect innocent human lives, protect truth and light, and fight against the darkness and against the destruction and against the pedophilia and the child murder and the post-birth abortions. We oppose that with every iota of our being. There's much more straight ahead. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams. I'll be right back with more.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, we're on the go for getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mike Adams.
All right, continuing here on the Alex Jones Show, thank you for joining me today. Mike Adams here. Look, a quick note before I get into more about the censorship, and we're going to go to some calls as well, but a quick note is that the establishment cannot succeed in their genocide agenda. And what I mean is, you know, they're killing babies now, and they don't care. They think that's great. They're applauding that. That's awesome in their minds. And they don't mind killing their own babies. Do you think they're going to mind killing you? They are gearing up to slaughter Christians, just like throughout history, dozens of times throughout world history. You know, like in Turkey, didn't they kill a million and a half Christians at one point? There's a slaughter of Christians that's being set up in America because it's a demonic takeover. Here's the point. Before they can slaughter Christians, they have to disarm the American people. Gun control is the big step before they can really unleash the hordes of demonic mass murderers. I mean, right now they can murder their own children with impunity in places like New York, but they really want to murder your children. You see, they want to murder you and your children, and since most normal people won't let a bunch of insane Democrats murder their children, you know, without defending their children, they have to take away your guns first. And so everything that the push for gun control is by the very same people who support infanticide. Notice that every person in the Senate, every member of the House practically who's a Democrat who supports infanticide is also in favor of taking away guns from the public, gun confiscation. It's the prelude to murder. So the upshot of this is never, ever give up your guns, not even if they pass a national law. And just like the Democrats, they can say they have a sanctuary city where they say, we're not going to pay attention to federal law. Or they can say they have a sanctuary state like California. Well, guess what? If they pass a nationwide gun confiscation law, then I'm going to announce a household by household gun sanctuary status for all patriots. You could just say, we decided that our house is a gun sanctuary location. We're not going to abide by your federal law. And the thing is, if the American people don't give up their guns, there's nothing the government can do about it. What do you think, they're going to send out Nancy Pelosi and Ocasio-Cortez to come take your guns? I don't think they're going to pull that off, frankly, you know, because people, the only way they can take the guns from you is if you surrender it, if you consent to be enslaved, like the Australians did, you know, I don't know how many years ago, over a decade ago. Never consent to tyranny. Never consent to gun confiscation. That's how you survive the attempted genocide and onslaught that's coming, that the left has already unleashed on their own children. And any group that would murder their own baby girls in blood, in cold blood, literally picking them up with their bare hands and wringing their necks, which is apparently what these abortion centers are doing now if babies are born alive, surviving an abortion attempt. They break their necks, man. Who does that to their own babies? I'm telling you, it's demonic, not even humans anymore. They are demons, and they don't mind killing you, but they have to take away your guns first. So that's what the agenda is all about. Now, I want to go to a call. Let's see. I think we've got Tyler in Arizona who's been waiting on the line here. Yeah, Tyler in Arizona. Something about forced vaccines. Tyler, you're on with Mike Adams here. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike. Good to talk to you. I think you always do a great job. Very informative. You know,
Thank you.
Wanted to report on a story in Arizona in Chandler. A friend of mine, a personal friend of mine, I was just at his house like 4 days ago, 5 days ago. I guess his house just got raided at 2 a.m. by CPS and the sheriff's office or something of that nature. They took all his kids. Everything was pretty unjust about the whole situation. They caught it on camera. His name is Brooks Bryce and his wife, Sarah Beck. And they don't even know where their kids are. So this is just a real life scenario. I wanted to bring it up of them just being able to come in and take their kids.
Do you know what did the state claim was the situation? Why did they justify it?
They took in the kid. One of the kids was sick. I had just seen him, too. He just had a high fever. You know, he was young, too, about 18, 19 months, I think, almost 2 years. He's getting up there, but he had a high fever. He was sick, and they said he'd been sick for, you know, a day or two. And then they brought him into either an urgent care or they're saying some homeopathic center. I'm not sure where in the article, but she told me personally urgent care of some sort. And then they said he needs to go to a hospital to treat him for either meningitis or some of that nature. And she refused treatment and said, no, that's okay. I'll just take him back home and monitor him because she doesn't work or anything. She has all day to monitor him. And
so the state said that you're not treating the child in the way that we want with these toxic pharmaceuticals and who knows what else the hospital want to do. So you have to consent to surrendering your child to the medical system. Otherwise, we're going to raid you at gunpoint. Is that basically it?
Exactly. Absolutely. And then they painted a picture in the news that tried to help them out, but it was relatively slanted. And this personal story is dividing families all across the board that know Brooks. Especially the ones with their wives in the medical system, nurses. You know,
well, look, nothing surprises me. I appreciate you calling in with that. I'll ask one of my writers to look into it. But look, the hypocrisy of this is that, according to the state, if the mother had simply murdered those children right after they were born, that would be okay. But to allow them to live and then not take them to the hospital and not have them injected with all the toxic pharmaceuticals and toxic vaccines, this sickness might even be related to a vaccine for all we know. But see, that's where the state then justifies these armed raids. We're talking about really vaccine enforcer kill teams running across the country, as in that article on Infowars.com. They plan to go door to door. There's a law being pushed in Iowa where they plan to go door to door, especially targeting homeschools, to break down your door, bring in armed police and hold parents at gunpoint and forcibly vaccinate children against their will with vaccines that are known to be harmful and toxic. This is what it has come to in America. We are living in a medical police state, medical fascism. And as I asked in the story, it seems like it's only a matter of time before some parent decides to stand their ground in their own home and defend their child against this felony assault, this medical violence, using whatever legal tools are at their disposal. So that's one of the questions I asked in that article. But thank you for your call, Tyler. It's a scary time. It's an extraordinary situation where you have this insane state now that wants that has legalized murdering children, but then arrests parents at gunpoint if they don't, quote, treat children with the medical system that they want you to use. And by the way, this same medical system is what controls Google and Facebook and the tech giants. I mean, Google has been in bed with Big Pharma for years, over a decade, with their AdSense system, where they ban ads of natural substances, but they allow pharmaceuticals to advertise. And by the way, you know, just going back, it was Bill Clinton, that the FDA legalized what's called direct-to-consumer drug advertising. That was in 1997/98. Before that, it was illegal. And so after that, then the pharmaceutical industry has been funding largely the mainstream media with drug ads. And America is one of only two countries in the world where it's legal to advertise drugs directly to end users. But that's what they do now. They push drugs through the media, and then the media becomes beholden to the pharmaceutical industry, as do the tech giants, as does Google and Twitter and so on, and they end up just banning all kinds of natural health information, banning information about supplements, or even trying to interfere with the online marketing of those supplements. We even received a warning message, I don't know how many months ago, to say, I think it was that you can't sell glutathione, because glutathione is being investigated by a pharma company as a possible drug candidate. So the FDA now has this rule. It's insane that if a drug company is looking at a natural substance to use it as a drug, then anybody who's selling that natural substance is now violating the law. So if a drug company starts to look at vitamin C and says, we want to make a drug out of vitamin C because it's so effective, then all vitamin C sales from everybody else will become illegal across the board. That's the kind of medical fascism under which we live today. That's the system. And that's we're trying to break the back of that system and unleash health and nutrition for all of humanity, save lives, save babies from being murdered, and allow you to live a healthy, happy life as an adult or a child. That's what we're fighting for here. Stay with us. We'll be back with more. This is Mike Adams on the Alex Jones Show.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, a Liberty update here on home firearms manufacturing. There's a lot going on that you need to know about. First of all, FOSCAD.org, that's FOSSCAD.org, they've released a downloadable massive file set of 3D printable pistols and AR receivers. Obviously, always follow your local laws if you're making these firearms, but I believe in every state except New Jersey, it's currently legal. That might be changing because a lot of liberal states are trying to ban this, but in most places and under federal law, it's legal to manufacture your own gun as long as you don't sell them to others. You can't just become a gun dealer without, of course, getting an FFL license and things like that. But FOSCAD.org has these downloadable AR-15 receivers. And I got the file pack, and it's pretty cool. There are a number of receivers that you can print. Now, there's a new print head from a company called Lulzbot, which is the 3D printer company, L-U-L-Z-B-O-T. Lulzbot has a print head called a hardened steel print head, just came out, and it can handle the very coarse filaments, such as the new ColorFab filament that's, I think it's called a polyamide carbon fiber. It might be PA-CF, but it's from ColorFab. That's color F-A-B-B, and the ColorFab filament is extremely durable. It's harder than nylon, and I think it's going to make a very durable receiver for an AR platform. So I'm actually in the process of setting that up. I'll be printing those myself and testing them on video to share those results with you. There's a group out there that is trying to flood the 3D print file community with fake 3D print files. And I forgot the name of the group, doesn't matter, but they see that 3D printing of firearms is going to spread liberty everywhere around the world. It's the democratization of firepower. And, you know, it's the concentration of guns in the hands of corrupt governments that creates evil and leads to genocide and, you know, is a danger to all humans around the world. It's the decentralization of firepower, the democratization of firepower in the hands of the people that actually creates a balance of power and leads to more liberty, more government transparency, and so on. So when you are supporting the 3D gun printing community, you're supporting liberty, you're supporting peace, and you're helping people avoid the kind of tyranny and genocide, what's called democide, that governments have carried out around the world throughout world history. just in the last, I think, 150 years, governments have murdered 262 million people. That's according to University of Hawaii research. That's, I mean, 260, that's a quarter of a billion people murdered by governments, and in almost every case, it was preceded by gun control, or there were laws in place to prevent the people from having guns. So 3D printing, and also the ghost gunner milling machines that can mill out receivers. So you buy 80% receivers online. You know, you don't need a background check to do that. You don't need a serial number or a stamp or anything. You can mill out your receiver with a ghost gunner, and you can build up an AR from that. And I've done that as well. That absolutely works because they're aluminum receivers. They're very durable. They function. Well, Ghost Gunner has just announced now a new jig for the Polymer 80 pistols, which are 80% pistol frames. They basically resemble Glocks. And you buy Glock parts and a Glock slide and a Glock barrel and so on, and you can assemble essentially a Glock firearm that you make yourself without, you know, an FFL situation. And you don't necessarily have to have a serial number on it. Again, keep it legal. I always encourage you, keep it legal. I keep it legal. I don't build illegal guns. I don't have automatic weapons, nothing like that. I always follow the law, so check your local laws, but also exercise your freedom and your liberty to do this. So I just received my shipment of the new pistol jig from Ghost Gunner, Defense Distributed, I think, is the company name. And so I'm going to be drilling out or milling out a pistol receiver and trying that and seeing how that works and also reporting that on video as well. But that's the update. You know, there's a lot of new materials like that color fab filament and new print heads like that Lulzbot hardened steel print head, new technologies that will allow you to manufacture incredibly durable firearms in your own home. Now, they're going to set up false flags using 3D printed receivers so they can blame the 3D gun industry. So mark my words on this. Mark the date, mark the time. What is today? March 1st, 2019. They're going to set up a massive Las Vegas scale false flag event involving somebody with a 3D printed receiver or a 3D printed gun, because they have to demonize 3D printed guns. They have to call for a nationwide ban on 3D printing parts and 3D printing technology, or even the Ghost Gunner, which is a milling machine, not a 3D printer, you know, CNC machine, basically. So you can bet there's a false flag operation being planned right now to have a mass slaughter carried out with a 3D printed gun. Have no doubt about it. That is coming. 100%. Absolutely guaranteed. It's just a question of when it's going to happen. So my advice is, it's good to take inventory of these things now. You know, get the 3D printer now. Get the Ghost Gunner CNC machine now. Get the 80% lowers now while you can. Get the filament now. Get the print head. You know, it costs a little bit of money, obviously. This stuff isn't free. The print head alone is a few hundred dollars. But if you can afford this, get this now, because then in the future, all you need is filament. The filament, you can make receivers. And the military is using this technology so they can actually create military parts in the field, on site. The U.S. military, the Pentagon, is investing huge dollars in 3D printing technology. And if they have the right filaments, and they're missing parts. I mean, I'm talking about usable, functional parts for weapon systems or soldier gear or firearms or, you know, tank parts even. I'm not talking about, like, transmission gears. Obviously, those have to be hardened steel. But a lot of parts can be made out of this nylon carbon fiber type of filament right on the spot. So your logistics supply lines become easier. The military recognizes that this is crucial, and that's why they're investing in this technology. Now, one more important note. Kalashnikov, if I pronounce that correctly, you know, the creator of the AK-47 rifle. Now, that company now has a new drone. It's a kamikaze drone, and it was just announced, and it has already been proven in the Middle East. This is important to understand. These drones are guided drones where they have kind of a video display. Someone pilots the drone into the intended target, and the drone is very small. It's just a couple of feet wide. Yeah, there it is, a kamikaze drone. And then it detonates when it arrives on its target. So you think about the application of this and how governments are going to be buying these kamikaze drones. And governments are going to be using these drones against their own people. So governments are investing in more and more advanced equipment in order to be able to control and enforce tyranny over their own people. Look at what happened in France with the Yellow Jacket Uprising, how now the government of France is conspiring with the government-controlled media to demonize the participants in that uprising, to lie about them and propagandize the public, to demonize those people and say that they're evil people, they're bad people, and so on. Basically, the government is running a false flag propaganda campaign against its own citizens. You think they won't unleash kamikaze drones against those people? Of course they will. Remember, we're talking about the same kind of left-wing governments here that support murdering your own babies. If they support murdering babies, you think they won't support kamikaze drones against uprising groups? Of course they will. This is coming. Weapons are proliferating at the government level, which means that citizens need to have more legal firearms in order to counterbalance the power of governments that is being exploited and abused to enslave people and to try to suppress freedom. So firearms are the pathway to freedom. 3D printing is a revolution for firearms, and CNC milling machines are a revolution for firearms. That's why I've experimented with this. That's why I run the SolidWorks 3D CAD program. That's why I've built many parts for a food growth system that we've sold for a couple of years. I built the parts, the valves, you know, the water parts, everything. I print them out. I run a 3D printing farm, and I've done that for years. But I'm also experimenting with this technology on firearms because it's so crucial for our long-term survival. And if you don't get into this, eventually the Democrats are going to cut off your supply to gun parts, especially receivers. Eventually they're going to have a 1 million day waiting period in place. Eventually they're going to say that what the Democrats really want is a 1,000th trimester abortion law and a 1 million day gun waiting period. That's like the ultimate Democrat dream. If they could accomplish that, you know, it's mission accomplished. They can kill your babies and make sure that you can't fight back. That's it. That's the goal. So support these companies. Invest in this technology. Learn how to do this. If you don't know how to take an AR-15 receiver and build it up and make a functioning rifle out of it, you need to learn how to do that. You know, go to brownells.com or Midway USA. Get the parts. Learn how to do this. Watch online videos. Get this knowledge. It's going to save your life, and it could save your country. That's what this is about. This is how we defend ourselves against the demonic, violent onslaught of evil that is now sweeping across our country. We have to take action now, legally, lawfully, but with courage, to defend ourselves against tyranny. Thanks for watching. Mike Adams, take care.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video